Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special edition of Freedom from Addiction, Truth, Justice Below, Service, and Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Neil. My program today is called Fake Money. Our Federal Reserve notes are fake money. That is because they are a fiat currency that is not guaranteed or backed up by anything. Gold and silver are, on the other hand, real money. They both have a store of intrinsic value. Markets are markets and will always fluctuate, sometimes defying logic and reason. Gold, as well as any other market, has typified this trading phenomenon at times over its 20-year bull market. For example, today's weak price action is exactly what we saw in 2019 before prices exploded higher. Like today, the bullish sentiment was equally as weak in the early part of 2019. Why is that? Because the price of gold had been moving sideways for several years and investors simply had lost interest, even though the physical market was tight. The same scenario is in place today. Gold has been going sideways to lower over the last year, despite a tight physical market. And most of the public, again, has lost interest. It's human nature to lose interest at lower prices and to be excited after prices have run up sharply. The fact is, we know why prices are weak so far this year, and we know the public has lost interest, while the smart money is quietly buying up as much physical gold as they can get their hands on. And now we know physical supplies remain very low. But as Warren Buffett will tell you, the ideal time to purchase anything is when the fundamentals are good and there is blood in the streets. Gold and gold coins have a long history of performing this way, and today is no different. Inflation, negative real interest rates, and money supply are all on the rise. Strong physical demand will once again stem the current price decline, and in due time, gold will be trading well above $2,000 an ounce. So ask yourself a few questions. Do I believe that printing money and issuing new debt to solve a problem of being over-indebted, a plan that can work long-term? Do I believe the central banks can stop the printing without causing the greatest crash in human history? If they don't stop, when will our money be no longer accepted as having any value? Do I have a belief that those who are promising me repayment can actually pay? If they do pay, what value am I going to be receiving? Notice I didn't say amount, I said value. Have I done anything to protect myself from the loss of purchasing power of all these fiat currencies? What do I believe are the assets that can preserve my wealth best over time? Why are central banks, who can conjure up trillions with a mouse click, buying record amounts of gold? And finally, am I prepared for a period where the economy may not function anywhere near what we are accustomed to? These are just a few of the questions that we should be taking seriously. I believe the biggest problem of our time right now is complacency. We are seeing our rights trampled on. We are seeing our money and therefore the value of our labor being destroyed. And just because the water isn't fully boiling yet, most people are confident, even though we're going down a path that has a 100% failure rate, that it won't happen again. My source for this podcast is Tim Murphy at Scottsdale Bullion and Corn, with permission. And Neil, that's what I think about our fake money. Yeah, people should go to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn, L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no caps, no spaces, and share this with your friends. They need to know what's going to happen in the future with respect to the money they have in their wallets.
Wow. You know, it's this is powerful, because it's something that is so true, that we can't continue to print money or it'll be nothing, worth nothingness. And then China will finally ask for their money back. And then World War III happens. So, Wynn, great information. Appreciate it. Again, that was Freedom Prediction, Truth Just Below the Surface, and the Neil Haley Show. Take care.